Good morning. Cold high pressure is in control again across interior New York and New England. The wind, while subsiding a bit overnight, is still gusty in spots, and that's only making it feel even colder this morning. With a clear sky, we'll have plenty of sunshine, and we're starting out in the single digits and teens on average. As we get deeper into the day, the wind will flip around to the south, and it'll stay dry, although some clouds will be moving in from the west and south. So with increasing clouds and a southerly wind, temperatures will push up through the 30s and into the lower 40s on average for afternoon highs. Overnight tonight, as a system approaches from the Great Lakes, clouds will thicken, and by tomorrow morning, precipitation will break out mainly in the form of rain showers, although some sleet and snow will be likely across the northern tier of New York and New England. Even spotty areas of freezing rain are possible before sunrise tomorrow morning, so a few slick spots are likely, with temperatures on average going down into the lower 30s. Quickly, though, with the system advancing through the region during the day tomorrow, temperatures will climb through the 30s and 40s and up toward the 50-degree mark for afternoon highs, although we'll have thick clouds and occasional showers from time to time. That system will clear through the area by Friday evening and overnight will dry it out, and another area of high pressure will briefly be in place with sunshine for Saturday morning. Another system, though, from the Tennessee Valley will work its way toward the Delmarva Peninsula and off the eastern seaboard Saturday night into the day on Sunday. Right now, it looks like mainly rain showers will fall with this system, but if enough cold air can be generated in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, we will see some wet snow across the higher terrain, especially early Sunday morning. As this system departs, we'll return to a mix of sun and clouds and highs near 50 on Monday and close to 50 into the midweek period next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings have been issued for the Colorado Rockies through tomorrow morning. A storm moving through the region will produce 12 to 18 inches of snow, mainly above 10,000 feet. Meanwhile, winter weather advisories are out for today and tonight for central Minnesota, northern Wisconsin, northern Michigan, and the UP. A potent low-pressure system will track across the upper Midwest through the day today. Several inches of snow will fall in these areas by this evening, and by tomorrow morning, 3 to 5 inches of snow can be expected. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Sacramento, California, at 9:53 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. The last report of hail was at Brindisi, Italy, at 4:45 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility and fog, 15 below zero, with a northwest wind at 81 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 18 below zero. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 18 degrees, the dew point 3, 53% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.33 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Borrejo, California, to a low of 26 below zero at Roscommon, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-40s, Boston sunshine giving way to some high clouds in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 34 degrees, the low 20. The average temperature 27, that's 12 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 5.9 inches of snow for the month and 71.1 inches for the season. The average high temperature in Albany yesterday, 49 degrees, the average low 30. The record high 78 set in 1998 and the record low 11 in 1975. Sunrise this morning was at 6:46 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:16 p.m., 12 hours and 30 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Cloudy tonight with light snow, sleet, and some freezing rain possible by sunrise tomorrow with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Cloudy tonight with rain showers possible by sunrise tomorrow and lows in the mid-30s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs near 40. Cloudy tonight with light rain showers and some freezing rain possible by sunrise tomorrow and lows in the lower 30s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today and highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy tonight with rain showers possible by sunrise tomorrow, perhaps some pockets of freezing rain with lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs around 40. Cloudy tonight with rain showers possible by sunrise and perhaps some pockets of freezing rain tomorrow morning, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, milder with plain rain showers likely in the upper 40s to around 50. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday, a chance of showers late in the mid-40s. Rain and wet snow Saturday night and Sunday morning, some breaks of sun Sunday afternoon, lower to mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds near 50 on Monday. A chance of rain showers Tuesday near 50, and mostly sunny near 50 again on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.